Hey there. How you doing? This is Gone Shooting. This is a bullet points presentation. This is episode whatever, and it's April 2nd. And that's about it. Are we done here? Is that it?
Yeah, that'll do. Out? We need to plug the sponsor. Out. We need to get and then plug a sponsor.
What would be the best sponsor?
I mean, the kind of basic route one is to get, you know, some sort of like gaming hardware thing. You know, we could say we're sponsored by NVIDIA GeForce RTX 6040. The GPU for you.
It really helps. When we cut player games, we play them in the ultra max settings. Always.
Mm. Are you a gamer who likes to play your game in ultra max settings?
Yeah. I need my NVIDIA V-Sync at the max.
Do you like to sync your V? Are you tired of everyone around you not syncing their fucking V and not having their fucking frame rate at fucking 120? Then you need the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 6040.
And that was the end of our sponsorship.
I think we could get a better sponsor than NVIDIA.
Maybe we should be sponsored by the
Game Awards. They're really rich right now.
They are really rich.
It'd be funny though if they sent like Ed like a big graphics card, because you're always like talking about how you're like, my microphone doesn't work, computer won't let my microphone work.
Well, that could be
you sort of using like a laptop from like the 90s, like those big slab ones, you know, and there's like a turn crank on the side, so every morning you start cranking the laptop and the steam comes out of it.
The screen is in black and white.
Yeah.
Bullet Points Monthly is sponsored by Beech Nut Chewing Tobacco.
That's more like it.
Is it illegal to have tobacco sponsorships?
In some places, not for us.
We don't care. We'll do it.
We don't count.
I'll advertise the brand of cigarettes that I can't seem to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, what is your brand?
Well, but this is the thing. It's Canadian.
So.
So you
is it not?
Know.
We wouldn't know it.
What's it called? Is it called Wussy Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Reed McCarter, and I smoke Wussy Cigarettes.
It's called Babies. It's called Babies.
Baby cigs.
Yeah, they start you on them young. It's actually you start smoking them when you're literally 6 months old, and it was a great hook that they had there for a while, but then they said you had to call them adults.
when I've had a long day writing about video games for various entertainment and tech outlets, I like to unwind with a baby's cigarette. The cigarette for stupid babies.
I feel bad even talking about that. I'm not proud of myself. It's bad. I don't like it.
You have to let go of the shame of that, okay? That's the Canadian in you speaking. You have to proudly own your addiction.
You have to be like, I'm an American. I'm going to smoke if I want to.
Come down here. We'll show you a couple things about proudly boasting.
You might not.
Of our weaknesses.
You might not be an American, but you've got to have that mentality. This is what I say whenever I go to the shop wearing just my underpants. I'm like, sir, can I do this in Europe?
I could do it in America.
Yeah, I'm an American. I'm an American. And this is my right.
You say it just like that. Just
in my voice. This is me in my underpants and my electronic ankle bracelet.
I can't find pants that'll fit around the ankle bracelet.
I don't wear pants because I'm too fat. How about you, the fat cats at the supermarket, stop selling your cheeseburgers and your mayonnaise and your pizzas, and then I'll put some damn pants on, sir.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You tell them. Are you still quit?
I'm kind of here and there. I have the occasional cigarette.
How can you have the occasional one?
Well, some of us have got some willpower, I guess.
You know, for me, cigarettes are like Pringles, you know?
Yeah.
Once you pop, you...
How many do you smoke in a day?
What, am I at the doctor's office right now?
How far can you walk without losing your breath?
Yeah,
I don't know. Depends how fast I'm walking.
How long can you play video games without losing your breath? Yeah.
Maybe that's the secret to why you can play so many video games, Reed.
Because I can reward myself every hour with a cigarette.
I think you might be onto something. Every time you, find a new crystal or something in Zelda, just have a cigarette.
It's
a 200-hour long game.
Yusuf, did you ever smoke?
Yeah, back in college for a few years.
Good for you. I mean, it is.
Well, then I moved back to New York, and it was like $10 a pack, and I was like, no.
Oh, it's like
it's a lot more than that now. I know.
Yeah, it's like 16 Canadian now, and now they put photos on them. They unrolled these. They had photos before, but now they put out even gnarlier ones for the new year.
That's
so
good. Festive.
It actually does kind of work because I'm like, I don't know, this is pretty fucking grim. Mm. There's a picture of just like a guy's like neck with like his neck tumor, and it's like he's like a cadaver, and like they've, you know, it's like a post-mortem operation picture.
They should start putting those pictures on video game boxes. It's like
they should,
like, you know, like that guy,
so
that
someone guy with like sallow skin and like,
yeah,
someone like hemorrhoids
of that guy, like that guy JonTron. And it's just like, this is what video games do. There's pictures of JonTron and Notch.
The deep eye bags.
Yeah, a picture of Ben Yahtzee Croshaw on every video game. And that little fedora.
Warning, one out of every two video game players becomes...
And end up like
long-term.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like a white pack, and it'll be like, no, this is an actual color of your skin if you play video games.
This is
Pantone white.
Warning. Warning, video games causes you to become Ben Yahtzee Croshaw.
It's got like a pop-out hat.
People start playing video games, and they're like, I can just play them once in a while, you know?
Yeah. No, it's like
it's not me.
Yeah, no, it's like a Lovecraftian transformation. Like, in every meaning of the term.
Like,
so you just start growing a hat out of your head.
Yeah.
The hat
and the trench coat. Yeah, just kind of...
Like, I don't remember my coat being this long.
And become it's enormously like, racist as well.
It's like, yeah. It's like Smeagol.
Like Lovecraft. Yeah. Isn't there a time lapse in one of them? He kind of looks like Jim Carrey Grinch for a little bit.
For a little while. Yeah, that's right. That's when he's kind of mid-ring obsession. Yeah.
See, I think it was good that he kept going, because I think that was, you know...
Yeah, don't show me a furry guy.
In the scene where he's just Smeagol, he seems... I don't know, he seems like a bit of a fucking putz.
Prick?
Gollum is way cooler, so yeah. Yeah, don't give up your addictions, guys. Just fucking, just
you know
go
what?
With it.
Gollum is cooler. That actually is a really good point that isn't discussed.
Gollum is way cooler than Smeagol.
He's better at getting around. He's more self-sufficient.
He gets pussy as well. He gets pussy. He gets laid all the time.
Does he?
That's you know when people say like, oh yeah, the books are way better than the films. A lot of the books are all about Smeagol getting head.
Laying pipe.
Yeah. That's why he's called Gollum, because he swallows so much dick.
That's why the nerds are mad when they're like, you know, they cut out all the best stuff. Like, it doesn't make sense without those kind of fine details.
Without that connective tissue.
Where he's scampering off to. When he's
exactly.
He's definitely funnier.
Like he gets him. He's the only funny person in that whole set of movies.
Gimli's a bit of a comic relief.
Yeah. He's like, I'm short.
That's about it.
I have a beard.
I don't.
He says that once or twice.
I don't like Legolas until I do.
You know what? So we should get on with the show at some point, or maybe this is the show. I don't.
This is the show.
I decided to read Lord of the Rings because I read it when I was like 11. And I didn't really understand it all that well because it was so boring. Mm-hmm. And it's
too many songs.
Too many songs. There are a lot of songs in it, and they're not very good. Mm-hmm. But I read it again, and you know what? Like around just before Christmas, I was not in a good mood, and I decided I would read that. I got COVID when I was reading it. That enhanced the experience. You know, at the end of it, Legolas and Gimli like go off together to go live like in heaven, like elf heaven together.
Valinor.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Valinor.
They're gonna go be roommates, quote unquote roommates.
Yeah, they're gonna go be roommates. Heaven. Which okay. Yeah, how Ed? How do you know it's Valinor? Are you big? You're a big ring head?
I just know things. I don't know.
That's pretty lazy that it's called Valinor and it's like Valhalla.
I guess. But he made up his own language. This is we've had this conversation before. It's like he made up his own language. He's like, no, he didn't. He just stole words.
Yeah, we are getting back to that, right? Like you were like,
who fucking? What a stupid book! It's like, oh yeah, do you want this book? It's full of made up songs and maps and words that don't exist.
No, that's a good impulse to do that.
What a dumbass book.
No, it's okay.
Do you know that that was the last book Bill Hicks read when he knew that he was dying?
I saw that, and it made that also, speaking of smoking, it made me feel horrible. I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah. I was having dark thoughts while I was reading that book.
about dead Bill Hicks.
Yeah, I was like, what did we lose? Imagine he...
He went to Valinor.
on video games.
He's there now in that long, like, raincoat and his boots, doing a bit about like Iraq in Valinor,
confusing everyone.
Yeah, and anyway, let's talk about something else. This Lord of the Rings shit is making me upset.
It's a dead end. It's a dead end.
It is a dead end. You know what's better than Lord of the Rings? Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is cool.
Never seen it.
You should read those books, actually. The first 100 pages, you'll be like, and then you'll like them, I think.
Nah. I can humor you if you want and say, yeah, maybe one day I will read that.
No, don't do it then.
But I can promise you I'm never going to read the Game of Thrones novels.
Yusuf, did you read them?
Or watch the show. I'm never going to watch the show or read the books.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed. Why? I'm disappointed if Ed did either.
You're just being obstinate, though. You're just, why? Because they're popular.
No, not because they're popular. I get that all the time. People are like, oh, you don't like it because it's popular. It's like, I love James Bond and Metal Gear Solid and
those are Radiohead. Underground.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles
a little known group called the Beatles.
Ed only likes things that you can talk about like 3 p.m. at the pub with like whoever's there.
You can talk to them about Game of Thrones.
You can talk to them about Game of Thrones. Everyone fucking loves Game of Thrones, yeah.
No, you don't. Okay, so why haven't you read or watched it? Because that's true, actually. You aren't, like, someone who's just like, I'm not gonna... That was glib, what I said. I don't think that's actually the reason. But why are you like, I will never...
I just have, like, a reflexive aversion to elves and dwarves and goblins... And it's swords not... and magic and
see, this is why everyone got into it though, and also when I was like, I guess I'll try reading a fantasy book. And then it's like there aren't magical creatures until very late into it when you're already.
Yeah, but there are some. Yeah, but exactly there are some.
No. I don't know, it's yeah, just but like they're not
there's okay, look, I think basically my attitude is
yeah.
My attitude is like the clock is ticking, right? And I've not read, like, Don Quixote. I've not read Les Miserables. Yeah. I've not read The Count of Monte Cristo. I've not read
I know, Anna but Karenina. You get
like, you why to... Why would I piss time away on Game of Thrones now, at least, when there's still... Like, I've not watched the Decalogue or whatever. Like, there's other shit that I think means more in a kind of objective way.
Yeah, but when you die, all of your knowledge is just going to disappear. So it doesn't matter what you have in your head.
Oh. It matters to me.
No, it shouldn't. It's just going to go away. You just have a good time.
No, that's...
Here for a good either. Time, not a long time. No, sometimes I do, it's like, most of what I've been reading the past 2 years has been like psychoanalytic books. deep into it because I'm interested in it, they're like I hope not, because like I'm worried about people like knowing whether I know about Freud, like, or like whether it'll in the grand scheme of things actually make a difference in my life. I don't know.
And also there is like a huge caveat on everything I just said about myself, because it's like, oh yeah, you know, I won't read Game of Thrones because I need to read, you know, the Brothers Karamazov and whatever. But then I've also played Grand Theft Auto Vice City like 25 times.
Well,
and you know, man of contradictions, the man of contradictions.
Watch Die Hard. I think I've seen the film Goldeneye no less than 30 times.
Yeah, I mean,
but Goldeneye's
a lot of that was when I was a kid, though.
Goldeneye's tight. Goldeneye's fucking tight, though, dude.
Goldeneye does rule. When I was afraid it wasn't going to hold up again. I hadn't seen it since I was like 14 or something, and I watched it again like last year.
Yeah,
that movie is still kicks ass.
Is that the first Pierce Brosnan one? I'm
fucking ready. Yeah, that's the first. That's the first Brosnan.
I feel like it's all about the first one in the series. They got a lot to prove in those movies.
Yeah. Yeah, they always do. All of them come out of the gate strong.
Because like Casino Royale is still like my favorite.
Yeah, that's
okay, that's Royale's a good question.
Craig one for sure
is because Roger Moore's debut Bond film is Live and Let Die, which is
that one sucks,
which sucks dick. And then
well, there goes my theory.
Yeah,
Timothy Dalton's debut was The Living Daylights, which is not as good as License to Kill, his second film. But I would go to bat for the idea that Dr. No is Sean Connery's best film, and obviously George Lazenby only did the one. So, yeah, and Goldeneye is definitely the best Brosnan, and Casino Royale is definitely the best Daniel Craig. So I don't know. I think there's some truth in there. You know,
yeah, Lazenby more true than not.
Is Honor Majesty's Secret Service?
Yeah,
that's Lazenby. Yeah,
the that's best James Bond film. Yeah.
Yeah, you might have colored my opinion a little bit too much by hyping it up, but I think back very fondly on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ski lifts, an actual sad ending.
Telly Savalas as Blofeld.
Yeah, hippies being skewered.
And there's a good chase sequence where Bond nearly dies. And actually, yeah, he's like scared. You get a scared Bond in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, the last thing I was going to say about this is, because I was thinking about this with you, Yusuf, is I will often read a lot of things and I'm like, will complain to my partner about like, this is so fucking boring, what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then she's like, well, stop reading it. And I'm like, well, I want to know the things in this book. It's like, it's like some sort of hair shirt, like, and I'll seek these things out. I'm like, I have this blind spot.
Do you ever stop something when you started it? Do you ever just give up with something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do. I didn't used to. I used to be like, well, I'm reading this book, so I've got to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no, there's too many books to be. But then you do miss out on good stuff, too, if sometimes stuff reveals itself to you. Right?
I think, Reed, that the quest for knowledge is... It's a distraction from death. It's a way to distract yourself. I mean, all the knowledge that you're accumulating is going to go away, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you just build up more and more knowledge and hope that maybe that'll be enough that blocks it off.
I do think about that. I am like, what is the point of doing this? Mm. But then, I guess this is just philosophy.
Yeah.
Because then otherwise, like hedonism, and then you're like, eh.
Yeah, you want your life to have meaning.
I do like when things are happening in the world, being able to like contextualize them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
what's the point
of that?
What am I doing? I'm not a fucking politician or something.
I don't know. It's just. What else is there to do? It's good. Like, it's good to know shit. I've personally never had this kind of crisis about the value of knowledge. It's just rewarding. It's like doing exercise or something. It's like, yeah, your body is fucking temporary and it's all just going to decay and rot, but at the time, which is all you have, is the time now, it feels good to know shit. And it gets you places.
Yeah, that's a good example, though, because I exercise because of my fear of death. Because I don't want to become old and decrepit, even though it's going to happen. But I'm going to exercise in a sort of effort to stave off the inevitable. Well, but yeah, well, it's kind of a positive. Well, it's kind of a positive pressure. It's like a positive fear.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it. But it also like it gets you by. Like I don't just mean in a kind of like vocational or professional way. I mean, just it makes you a more interesting person. This comes back to the whole getting laid thing.
Well, no, I was just thinking that, right? Like, isn't there that idea that like the majority of human endeavor is just completely based on sex and death?
Is to get banged. It's to get banged and not die. Get banged, don't die. That's the Ed Smith philosophy.
Get banged because you're going to die.
Get banged because you're going to die. You're going to die, so get banged.
That's what Ed has tattooed on his knuckles. His knuckles are covered in letters. It's nonsensical when you see them.
You're going to die, so get banged.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, amen. Game of Thrones is enjoyable. It's better written than you would think it would be.
But it doesn't have an ending, so fuck that.
That is a good point.
It's very annoying. I thought it did have an ending, but
they made up an ending in the show and it was bad.
Oh yeah.
The guy who actually writes them, who is hilarious, New Jersey guy. But he's like, yeah, I'm not finishing this shit. I'm
done. George R.R. Martin is from New Jersey.
He's a Jersey boy.
Yeah, it's George Martin.
What's that?
George Martin.
Georgie, come down here and finish writing your books.
Tone, you gotta finish writing the books. Carmella.
This guy's a fucking genius.
This guy's a fucking Tone.
Why wasn't there a Saturday Night Live terrible sketch in like 2013 that was like, we're gonna kidnap this writer and we're gonna force him, you know?
Tone, I got this lead on this fucking writer. He makes these fucking books. I don't know. Jesus fucking Christ, Christopher. What the fuck are you talking about?
I saw on Twitter, everyone's complaining. He never finishes his book. So we get him to write the last book.
I'm sorry. Like I never would have recommended you the books if I did, if I knew he never finished them.
I swear to God, Christopher.
Jesus fucking Christ. Now I don't know the fucking ending.
Just like in The Sopranos itself. How did it end?
Exactly. It's parallel, baby.
How did it end? Parallel process.
Yeah. It was so unclear how
that's,
it ended.
That's the way they should have done it with Game of Thrones. It's been like, black. That's it. I don't want
to
see
it. Black.
Make the whole season 12 hours of black screen.
Ed, there's a lot of violence and sex in the books and TV show.
Yeah. I know this.
Sean Bean gets his head cut off.
I've seen Sean Bean get his head cut off. Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, the best head off.
His head rolls over and says that.
Yeah.
It says it. By gum. They've only gone and cut bloody head off. Hellfire.
All right, whatever. You live your life how you want to. This is America, okay? You can live your life how you want.
I wouldn't do it all. I'm standing in the bookshop throwing all the copies of Game of Thrones on the floor. So I'm an American. I don't want to read this.
I'm an American.
Yeah, and then I go to the counter with like 70 issues of Invincible.
See, that's the thing. People kept saying too. They're like, "You should watch The Boys," and I'm like, "I'm not going to watch The Boys."
And I like, you can watch, see. See, I have watched. I've watched The Boys. I quite like The Boys.
The only thing that makes The Boys worth watching is the gore effects. That's my opinion.
It's a little too much on the gore.
I think it's the only thing it's got going.
I think The Boys is very funny and very. It's acerbic.
I like the guy that plays the main guy. Homelander
yeah, he's guy. He's good. He's good shit.
He should be American Psycho. New version.
Yeah. He would fit that. Mm. Right. No, it's really funny when there's like a new actor who's kind of breaking through, or that like a certain contingent of kind of film and TV watchers are kind of discovering for the first time, and they're like, yeah, you know, this guy's great. You know, I think he could maybe play the Joker. It's like, whoa. As if like,
listen,
as if they're talking about, yeah, it's like Prospero,
like playing like
Faust or yeah, something. Yeah,
it's like when an old theater actor is like, you know, Anthony Hopkins should play King Lear.
Yeah,
I think he's ready for it now.
I think Anthony Hopkins is ready to play Galactus. The Joker.
Yeah. I think he's ready to play Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have topics for the show, didn't we?
We sure did.
We've been saying useless shit for half an hour, huh?
Yeah, we've been wittering.
I don't know. I thought I was saying good stuff. I don't know about you guys. Can't speak for you.
I was saying nonsense. I think, okay, so we were going to talk per Ed's suggestion.
Huh.
Which, thanks a lot.
What, Judas? Judas, we're going to talk. I don't actually want to talk about Judas, really. I don't care yet. I don't care. I'm not going to be one of those people, though, who's like, yeah, fuck this fucking game. Fucking Bioshock in Space, that's fucking stupid. People were like, we've already got Bioshock in Space. It's called Prey.
It's very different.
Thank God. Thank God for the 2017 Prey.
I will say, seeing things about Judas makes me tired. Just to look sure. at like it. There is something about it that is... Mm. It just makes me tired. I don't know. Whatever. What's old Ken cooking up?
You're tired quite often at the moment. You seem tired.
Yeah, you should smoke a cigarette. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I think maybe you need to do like start doing one of those like semen retention things. You know, those guys who say that you need to keep your semen inside because it maintains your like alpha.
Yeah, are you jerking off too much, Reed?
Are you saying this as my superior at a video game news website?
Yeah, it's very. This is a rule. This is a rule for PC.
It's just lifestyle advice. It's just a general. It's just. It's a philosophy. It's a philosophy.
No, PC Game Zen has a rule of no jerking off before 4 or 5 o'clock.
Oh, it's way. It's bigger than that. I'm Andrew Ryan, and I'm here to ask you a question. Is a man not entitled to the cum in his balls? Is a man not entitled to the cum inside his balls?
It's a horrible...
No, no says the man in Washington. It belongs to the poor. No, says the man in the Vatican. It belongs to God. No, says the man in Moscow. It belongs to everyone. I chose to reject those answers. I chose something else. I chose the impossible. I chose keeping my cum in my balls. Irrational Games. Irrational Games and 2K present Bioshock.
Would you kindly jerk it?
Would you kindly shoot some of that cum out of your balls?
So that was like
this place used to be beautiful, but then they discovered the cum. Then it went to hell. This place, until they discovered the cum, changed everything. Now this place is shite.
It's just, what are those guys running around with like scissors and stuff, and they're in their masks? Yeah.
No, they've got like a like... they've got instead of their hands, they've got like a flashlight. Because they want to get the cum out of your balls. So Andrew Ryan's there and like he's completely naked but with that little golf club. You know? Is a man not entitled to the cum in his cock and his balls?
This is stupid as shit. Oh my god, I have fucking tears in my eyes.
Would you kindly shoot some of that cum out of your balls, please?
You just involuntarily start drinking.
Well, the plane's crashing. The plane's going
down. Yeah.
Sir, put your pants back on. You're distracting the pilot.
I can't.
I've got my orders from Frank Fontaine.
Well, that was irritating, though, because you made me like say things. You're like, oh, you seem tired. What about... And did this whole preamble that I had to take part in before knowing what you were doing. And you fucking... You Bioshocked me. You know, you
I've Bioshocked you, yeah. That was a Bioshock.
You've got Bioshocked.
You're like, oh, you idiot. You think in a conversation you should reply to what people are saying to you. And when someone really just wants to talk about balls and cum.
Can anyone do an Andrew Tate impression? Because you could do Andrew Ryan Tate.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard him talk.
I have heard him talk.
I know what he looks like.
I can't do his voice. I can't do his voice at all.
Was he an actual celebrity in England? Or in the UK?
No.
Because wasn't that part of his thing? He was like on Big Brother or something?
I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think so. He just walks around with that little cheroot in his mouth. And yeah, his sunglasses.
Yeah. He is... he is the kind of guy, though, that you do look up to.
I have women in my DMs every day. It kind of sounds like
that. Is that what he sounds like?
It's kind of like that. He has got quite a distinctive voice. Like, I have women in my DMs all the time, every day, asking me if they want to, you know, hook up. And this is what women are like. It's kind of like that.
Sounds fine.
All right, so is this Judas? Is this what it's about?
Yeah, this is what it's about. It's actually about... What is it about? I don't know. I actually don't know what it's about.
It's about a man.
And it's about a man who doesn't like Jesus.
And the girl.
No, it's a woman.
It's a woman this time. She's the Jesus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I scanned a thing. I opened a... There was a video. And I don't know why they went to IGN and not Bullet Points with this.
That was a real mistake on their part.
But, auteur Ken Levine.
Because I knew we'd ask them the hard questions. Like, where's the comment?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. The ship in Judas is called the Mayflower.
It sure is.
Fucking hell.
That's what I was just about to...
I didn't know this.
I saw that, and it's hilarious. There's a PC Gamer article, Andy Chalk... I tried to watch some of this IGN video and I couldn't do it. It was auteur Levine, game show host extraordinaire, game show. Let's stick with that. what's his face? Keeley. And then it was the guy from IGN who I'd only ever seen before based on him. He just tweets about Tesla, about how much he loves Tesla all the time.
No way.
So that guy was there, and I couldn't do it. But PC Gamer kind of wrote up. They did a good service of making it so you don't have to watch that video. And they say in one part, unlike previous Ken Shock games, I can't endorse that, where you play an amnesiac outsider inserted into a bad situation. In Judas, you've been part of the society right from the beginning. So they say you're not an amnesiac. But then... you wake up in a chamber having been reconstructed and you have your memories stored on a crystal on your hand, but the crystal is damaged, so your memories are incomplete.
Oh my god, that's so
that is like
so bad.
That's a real
you gotta make the Triforce.
Cake and eat it.
Yeah, Triforce of memory. Anyway,
I cannot do a Ken Levine impression at all. I might just have to make up a voice for Ken Levine that's just
it's a little pipsqueaky.
Yeah, he's a little pipsqueaky.
I don't know what he sounds like.
He's a little hyper.
I don't know what he sounds like.
Hello, my name is Ken Levine, and I am a game maker responsible for Bioshock.
I don't think he's that.
We'll just say that. Yeah, he is.
He's from Montreal. He's from Quebec.
He's from Cherbourg.
He's from Cherbourg.
A lot of people think that I am American because my guns deal with American issues. But actually, I was born and raised in a boulangerie and Chabot.
Have you not seen the work of David Cage, who also has a keen insight into the American mind?
Strangely enough, David Cage is from Texas. Howdy, partners. My name's David Cage. And this is my new game, Beyond Two Souls. It's rootin', tootin', shootin' good time.
All right, it kind of would make more sense considering how racist these games are.
Yeah. That's true.
My games is full of racism.
Now, he's actually from Texas, but then people interview him, but he pretends he's from French. He's like, I'm not racist.
He pretends he's from historically much less racist France, yeah.
Very cool.
How dare you accuse me of racism? I am French.
That is what French people would say if you accuse them of racism.
Moi?
I'm not racist. Moi?
No.
No,
pas du tout.
No.
Please, you are mistaken.
Racism is an ugly American.
They invented it.
They perfected it. They invented it.
I look down my nose. Sorry, go on.
I do love
black men are inherently scary. They chase you down in the junkyard.
I do love whenever Europeans are like, when you like write about racism in European games, and they're like, "This is like American hegemony." Yeah. You're just talking about your American issues.
How dare you say we are racist?
One guy who kept sending me that shit constantly, and he was like, you're so ignorant, you fucking American, you blah blah blah, all this stuff.
You must have been so insulting.
And I didn't respond. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be like, I'm not American.
Canada, ever heard of it?
Excuse me, sir? I am not American.
We worship the Queen in this country.
Yeah, I'm. There are some beautiful cities in my country that are quite old world in appearance. Have you heard of Montreal?
You have really cities. Big wide boulevards.
Yeah, wide
walkable cities.
Walkable cities, stone buildings.
You sound like Morty, kind of there from Rick and Morty.
Oh, it's my. One of my cartoon heroes.
One of your heroes, one of icons.
I can't do that voice at all. Oh, Rick. No, I can't do it. Forget it.
So let's. Why don't we leave Judas?
Yeah, that's fine.
Must we? I'm sure we'll be back.
I think we should cover it when it comes to it.
Oh yeah, well we will obviously. I mean, I only brought it up.
The shooting looks bad. The shooting looks exactly as bad as Bioshock 3.
Yeah, the Bioshock shooting stinks.
Why have they not changed it? Do you think it was perfect? Did no one tell him?
Bioshock 2 has better shooting.
Yeah, which he wasn't as well as Bioshock 2, right?
No, he's not there at all.
Yeah, that's what you got. You need to have no Ken Levine.
He's hands off.
Good shooting.
Maybe we... There's got to be a character in, the Jack Lemmon character in Glengarry Glen Ross is called Shelley Levine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like Levine the machine. Yeah. But he's that kind of like fading old. You just got to sign. My wolves are at the door here. There's got to be a way that we can do Ken Levine the machine from Glengarry
Glen Ross. That was him going around to different publishers.
Yeah.
With his narrative Legos. Come on, just give me another chance.
Just give me another chance here.
Just another chance.
You won't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, he got it. 11 years of development. So enjoy that.
That's the problem is he's a strong figure. Strong.
Think of how many games you could have made with a budget of 11 years of development. On another Bioshock game.
You know what it takes to make video games? It takes brass balls to make video games.
This is ABC. ABC. Always be copying. Coding. Always be copying.
Yeah.
A, always B, B, C, copying.
whatever. Didn't we talk about this last time? I'd rather have a Judas rather than a what's something else that was big recently that was boring.
Everything.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I mean, do you mean like that was in? Do you mean like that was in the news or something? Or just
No. In video gaming.
No, but I mean, do you mean RoboCop video gaming news?
1986. What was RoboCop called? Rogue City.
It's called Rogue City.
Rogue City.
I would rather play Judas than... Here, this is a fun game. Bulletpointsmonthly.com. This is a lightning round. Would you rather play Judas than Cyberpunk and Phantom Liberty? I would say no.
No, absolutely.
No, that's a no. I'd rather play Cyberpunk.
Alan Wake 2. I would rather play Alan Wake 2.
Yeah, I would rather play Alan Wake 2.
Starfield. I would rather play Judas.
Yeah, I'd sooner play Judas than Starfield. Yeah,
I haven't played Starfield, so I don't know.
Go on. Like the first couple hours of Starfield. There's some. Anyway, yeah, Judas. Armored Core 6. No, Judas.
What?
No, Armored Core. Armored Core.
Get out of here.
Armored Core 6. Wow, Reed. All right, sorry.
Go on, move next. I don't even think about that.
System Shock 2023.
I never played it, so I can't comment on this.
Probably one. System Shock, honestly. It's like the original.
Maybe last year did have more good games than I thought. Amnesia the Bunker.
Sure.
I mean, that's I'd play that over most games, yeah.
Resident Evil 4 Remake. I'd rather play Judas.
I think I'd play over Resident Evil 4. Yeah,
it's Snap.
Think about how annoying Judas is going to be to play.
Yeah, well, that's... But it's new. I'd rather new.
But it's not new. They just swapped around the iconography.
Well, it's going to... Yeah. All right, whatever. Like a Dragon Ishin, I'd rather play like a dragon.
Mm, correct.
Dead Space 2023.
I mean, you're going too fast. I'd rather play Judas than Dead Space again.
Yeah, that I'm with you there.
Yeah, actually, neither of you answered. Like a Dragon.
Yeah, I played Like a Dragon, well, sure.
I haven't played Like a Dragon, but it's so long that I'd rather play Judas, I think.
Mm. Well, you don't have to finish it. That's not in the stipulation.
Yeah,
Okay. Like, it's like an at one. You play 1 hour of any of these games. Well, that changes things considerably. Then I'd probably play... No, I'd still play Judas, because I feel like I know what Like a Dragon is, because I play Yakuza 0.
Yeah.
Then again, Judas is just Bajor. I don't fucking know. I'll Judas.
But in the Yakuza games, you can hit people with benches and bicycles.
Yeah, but you can do that in Dead Rising and shit.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about Dead Rising.
No, the Yakuza games are better. They're good games.
We're not talking about fucking Dead Rising. you fucking idiot. Turn your fucking brain on for a second.
The Callisto Protocol. Or Judas.
Judas. I can't look at Josh Duhamel's face anymore.
He's got such a stupid fat head. Just like a big kind of pork face.
And like the video gamification of it makes it look somehow worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it plays up the porculin feature elements.
He just looks like such a big dumbass.
Okay, here. We're getting some good stuff here. God of War Ragnarok or Judas?
Judas.
Whoa.
I think God of War.
You didn't even play this when you could have played it.
Yeah, but definitely.
So what?
For the website.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm still using it. It's a lightning round. I'm picking an instant.
Okay. COD Modern Warfare 2.
Well, the remake.
Judas.
Yeah,
Judas.
Yeah. No, I'd rather play a new Call of Duty than a...
Ooh,
you're such a more, you're such
it's
a
more
Judas.
Interesting. No, it's more interesting. There's more going on.
You've not played Judas, you fucking idiot. You don't even know
the colonial implications of the Mayflower signifier.
Just the name alone, Judas, has extreme biblical significance.
I decided to call this ship the Mayflower. And then I realized somebody told me that there is another ship called Zimmer Flower, so I was very disappointed because I thought it was my own name.
So mine is called the Robot Mayflower.
Yeah.
So this is the, it's called the Cyber Mayflower.
I ask you to eat a cookie and you eat it or you don't eat it, but whether you do or not, you are still bad.
You're complicit.
It doesn't matter what you do because we are all complicit.
All right, this lightning round thing is done.
Okay.
I guess the point...
Judas loses. Landslide.
Okay, well, I actually think that's quite a good thing, though. How about we do it with... we should do it with something more objectionable, I guess. Like, you know, like Ghost Recon Wildlands?
6 days in Fallujah.
I want to see what that thing is. I just don't.
Yeah, so do I. So do I.
I am very curious.
How much is...
Also, I feel like I have an obligation after saying for many years, they should have just made that game and then just deal with it. Just grow up. Put it out. Deal with it.
Unless they had artistic integrity.
It's still like...
Yeah.
It's still like $40 on Steam.
Jesus Christ.
But it's not like done, looking that thing. Right?
What is it, the first 2 days? Yeah, what is it, early access? Fucking...
you only get the first 3 days.
Everything's going fine. It's like the part where you're just like getting the briefing.
The first 3 days where you're just kind of at base and like
it's like the part from Aliens.
This will be fine.
Now with night missions.
I do want to play it. Like I'm just super ignore that. Fucking curious about it.
I am too. Sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
We'll find someone to pirate it for us and then we'll feel okay.
No, it's online, so then you'll get banned from the internet.
Oh, fuck. Hang on. It's got procedural generation.
Yeah,
it's just so real stupid. Cities. It's so stupid.
That's really stupid.
Okay. Let's not talk about this anymore. Let's do these questions.
All right. Questions.
I feel like this episode... I don't know. When you're in the middle of recording one of these, it feels like... I don't know. It doesn't feel good. Why? Feel like we've just been saying a lot of stupid shit.
I think we've been really we've been saying good stuff.
Isn't that what this show is though?
This is what people come here for, their real opinions, not in some tailored, you know.
That's true.
Sensitive.
This is the unwind show. This is the one for us.
Like considered and thoughtful opinions. This is like from the hip. It's called Gun Shooter.
Yeah.
You know you signed up for.
That's true. You know? Hey, I'm going to run out of dogs playing poker soon. So I'm going to need something else for when we post these.
Okay.
I could just cycle the dogs playing poker. I think dogs playing poker really summarizes kind of the intended mood.
Yeah, the attitude here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's right. Where are my dogs at?
Road dogs.
So, Reed, how often do you think of Austin Powers?
Yeah, that was the first question. That's from David Noe. For how often do you think of Austin Powers? Check it out. By the way, you have another request.
You don't need to say Siri before you ask it. So, wait, Siri says,
ask Siri again.
Has Austin Powers aged well, and do you think another?
Yeah.
Want to feel old? The first Austin Powers came out 24 years ago.
First Austin Powers came out 45 years ago.
Mike Myers is 123 years old.
This is what he looks like now. Feel old yet? Ask Siri if Austin Powers is good.
Hey Siri, is Austin Powers good?
Okay, I found this on the web for is Austin Powers good?
Man, Siri's fucking lazy, doesn't he tell me? It just gives me
Google.
Just
goes on the fucking internet, it's just a middleman between you and Google.
This is the AI revolution that everyone's like worried about. Yeah. What's everyone's opinion on the Austin Powers series or movies? That's going to be a good thread. Real worthwhile thread.
Speaking of, do you read for pleasure or enlightenment? You know, sometimes you get both.
The first two are absolute classics. The third one was still pretty good.
It's fun and educational.
So, I rewatched all three Austin Powers movies like a year or two ago.
Was there a good reason for that?
I can't remember.
Okay.
drugs and alcohol.
You're in a cigarette haze.
For the first one, maybe.
And you were just dying to watch. And how they hold up.
It's hard to say. The first one, I think, has some very funny stuff in it. But it's also hard, like sort of like Wayne's World, where I watched it so many times as a kid that it's like you kind of hear it in your head as it's playing. So it's hard to like really judge it much at all. I think there are some good gags in it.
Yeah,
I think that's right. When it's bad, it's way worse than you remember. Mm. And I think it is sometimes funnier than you remember, too.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's my opinion.
The stuff where Will Ferrell gets burned, it's still pretty classic. Extended uh-huh. bit.
Did you remember he plays a character named Mustafa and he wears Mustafa. A little fez?
Yes.
He's got a little fez on, yeah.
And he's, I think, actually in like brown
face. I think he has some kind of spray, some orange spray tan on.
Yeah, he's got a little foundation there.
Yeah,
I'm still alive, but I'm very badly aged.
Shot me.
The joke is maybe politically incorrect now. Oh.
You know what is funny is when.
Please stop bringing up this skit. I'm very embarrassed about this performance.
Yeah, part where he's strangling the guy. He's like the Irish assassin with the Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Which, sure. And he's strangling him. And then Arnold's like a cowboy. And he says, who's number two work for?
Yeah.
And Tom Arnold's like, yeah, you tell that turd who's boss.
the blackjack table joke where he's like, I'll stay when he's on like four.
Yeah.
And you know what? Basil Exposition is a very good joke.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But I guess the question really is, how often do you think about Austin Powers? I would say more than you would think.
Yeah, I think about it more than it probably deserves to be thought about. I think about it more than I think about Wayne's World.
No, I think about Wayne's World more in my day-to-day life. I have a hard time. It's like intrusive thoughts.
I think I think about Austin Powers more just because that was like more than Wayne's World. I think just like the movie that was always on television. Mm. Like, so I just like ended up, it was like blasted into my cortex. Like, whereas Wayne's World is more like, that's a good movie that I've seen like a few times. I don't know.
I was thinking about that thing about, I don't know if, kids still rewatch movies. Like, they still watch the same movies.
Yeah, especially now that it's streaming. You can just watch it endlessly.
But there was, like, a kind of, like, I've probably seen Wayne's World, like, no joke, it's got to be at least 50 or 60 times, which is an insane amount of times to watch that movie. But it was because it was, like, one of the, you know, five or six movies that we had, like, that we had bought or taped off TV or whatever. So... Yeah, I don't know if that happens to kids as much anymore.
I think it does.
There are those movies you just saw so many times.
I mean, it's not like... Yeah, now it's streaming, so it's probably different. There's more options.
What were those in your houses?
Definitely Aliens. I watched Aliens so many times.
Okay.
Money Train.
Oh, yeah, Money Train.
Well, Money Train with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Hell yes, that one.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, we rented that one a few times.
Money Train.
This train don't stop for nobody.
I like the ones that are like you wouldn't really expect. Like Money Train.
Yeah, Money
you
Train.
Know, some, like Wayne's World's like ubiquitous, but like... Yeah, like we had that one house guest with Sinbad and Phil Hart.
Oh yeah,
Phil Hartman, Phil mm-hmm. White. Yeah.
You think Kevin Hart?
Sounds wrong. No, no, no.
Different Why generation.
From SNL, my brain's falling apart.
Yeah, you're Phil right. Hartman.
Yeah, Phil Hartman.
Not Philip Seymour Sinbad. Hoffman. Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hartman. It's Philip Seymour Hartman.
We've combined in a lab the two best actors of all time who died too early. Philip Seymour Hartman.
Ed, give me one of yours.
well, films that I just kind of watched over and over again.
You had like copies of.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think of ones that aren't obvious, like e.g. Money Train. shit, I watched Dumb and Dumber a lot, but that's a pretty
yeah.
That's a good one.
That was one of ours too.
I watched Ace Ventura too many times. That talk about that does not age well at all.
Yeah.
This one I do think about frequently, or I'm just like, I can't believe how formative that was to my young mind and how fucked up it was.
Oh yeah.
that ending isn't very good, is it?
No.
Neither is this, any of this. Neither is the entirety of the sequel.
No.
I do. We used to knock on each other's doors growing up and be like, New England clam chowder. Is that the red or the white?
Yeah.
Oh, no one can remember that.
I remember that.
We also watched Congo a lot of times, too.
Oof. Why?
Yeah. Stop eating my sesame cake.
That's the exact line that we would say to each other, which is isn't that like an African warlord who's like giving him sesame cake,
played by Delroy Lindo, who's giving Tim Curry a little sesame cake.
Stop eating. I can still be brought to tears laughing very easily by anyone doing a Amy Good Gorilla kind of routine. That kills me. Amy Good Gorilla.
I watched this fucking Bill Murray comedy called Quick Change a bunch of times that no one has heard of.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
No
one knows it. Yeah, that's an obscure one.
Maybe he shot it just for your local video store.
Yeah.
Want to do another question here?
Universal Soldier was another one that I wasn't supposed to watch.
Oh.
Because there was a sex scene in it. But I think there was a lot more nudity of Van Damme than the woman.
Yeah, you know what?
That's not good.
I mean, he's a good-looking body.
Well, yeah.
Did you see, like, the side of his ass?
So much of his ass in many of his movies.
No, I was thinking of Future Cop.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the Van Damme one that I saw a bunch. Future Cop.
And the one with him and Dennis Rodman? Right.
Double
Trouble? I don't know.
This is really, it's just an old person hour.
Double Team.
Double Team. You know how people now like make fun of how like retirement homes are, they're like, oh, I was in the war.
Yeah.
Our generation is
just
gonna
Double
be like,
Team.
Just we remember Double Team?
I had True Lies on VHS.
Yes, that was that one. Hell yeah, I watched a lot of True Lies. I watched so much True Lies. What a good movie.
Tom Arnold
he
had a big impact on my childhood, I guess. All right, another question?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
This isn't going to... There were requests about this music video, but I think maybe we can skip over that because I don't think Ed's going to tell us.
Okay.
About what?
The music video. The French music video. The French EDM music video.
The story is basically just not that interesting.
I kind of figured that's what it was. Yeah, just don't say it then. Just leave it be.
Yeah, it's
leave some mystery.
It's better unexplained.
It is way funnier though, just to have no. At first, I was like, "Oh, you're just saying this guy looks like you or something," and then I was like,
I'm playing a version of that guy Terry Donovan.
Oh, that's a version of him, huh?
Is that him?
Stop doing the role, Ed.
The photographer. Who's that pervy photographer?
Yeah, it's the one with glasses and like long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And a mustache or whatever.
Terrence. No, not Terrence Donovan.
God damn it, what's his name? He's a sex pest, wasn't he? I thought that was his name too.
It's not. There is a Terry Donovan who's a fucking. Hang on. Let's just go straight to the fucking jugular here. Photographer. Those words in. Terry Richardson.
Richardson, that's what it is.
Yeah, so I'm a sort of avatar of Tony Richardson in that thing. That's why I got the glasses and the check shirt in it.
Oh, I thought maybe you just owned that checkered shirt.
No, that was a gimme from the shoot. That was from Wardrobe.
Oh, from Wardrobe. Very nice. All right. Yusuf, any comments about that, or should we continue?
Let's move on to the next question, which, and just to name who asked the questions, David now asked about Austin Powers on Discord, and we haven't moved on. We have not asked a different question yet.
I was going to say, Steven Zed said, read any good books.
Oh, books. Yeah.
Read any good books recently, and I think we did sort of like sideways address that.
I've been reading a lot of, whatever.
Go Freud. Ahead. Freud.
A lot of Freud. Well, more Lacan, but, and Zizek. I just finished the Zizek surplus enjoyment, which is pretty good, because it's basically all about our modern apocalyptic times and why we're all fucked, but also why we should embrace being fucked.
Why we're all fucked.
Yeah, we're all fucked, but that's maybe a good thing. Kind of like a little bit of a disaster. Whatchamacallit? A little bit of like take advantage of the disaster. What to do about the apocalypse?
Turn it to your advantage.
Exactly.
But
how to make the best out of the apocalypse?
My answer is the best book I've read recently is a book from years ago. I actually reread it, and I don't reread things that often. And it's called His Bloody Materials, and it's by Graham McRae, but he has a... Let's just type right in here, huh? Why stand on ceremony? Why stand on ceremony? I read it for a reference again, but it's really good. It was His Bloody Project. Look at the name again. Graham McRae Burnett. And it's a written like a faux confession of multiple murder from 19th century Highland Scotland.
And, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one.
Yeah. It was long listed for the Booker of the Year it came out.
That's the one. That's the boy.
I wanted to revisit it for a thing about the kind of the writing style and stuff of it is. And then it's just got like great like period detail stuff. It's some of the best like. It's a very good approach to historical fiction. It's very much about kind of like that time period in that region of Scotland and dire economic straits and religious extremism and the burgeoning psychology stuff and lots of really ridiculous shit. Like a man goes to prison for murdering people and they're like measuring his skull. And saying like, oh, well, in the Highlands they are less evolved, so they murder more often, but you know, anyway, good book. That's a good one.
I'm reading The Crying of Lot 49 by Thomas Pynchon.
Never read that.
I picked it because it's the shortest Thomas Pynchon.
Fair enough.
Alright.
Has anyone seen Five Nights at Freddy's, the film?
No.
It's fucking bullshit. I watched it on the plane.
That's not like, surprising. It seems like a good plane pick, though.
Yeah, it's dreadful. If that was available, I'd check it out.
It's good for the plane, but fuck.
Is it like an adaptation, or is it like where they just kind of just go run wild with the concept?
It's kind of an adaptation, but it's what's wrong with... Like that first Five Nights at Freddy's is so good, so kind of original and fucking funny and scary and imaginative and just like this really, you know, like jet black satire. And because it's in the first game, there's none of this shit about them being like haunted by the spirits of dead kids. They're just malfunctioning animatronics. Mm-hmm. You know, this poor like fucking bum ass minimum wage employee who's trying to just get through the night. And yeah, out of that comes like just a really great joke. And then the more those games went on, it's just like lore, the kind of thing that like fucking TikTok teenagers get off on, like fan theories and headcanon shit. And the the fucking film is, yeah, like, just trying to reconcile all of that and just chokes to death. And it's not scary. And it, like, doesn't know what the fucking animatronics are. Like, they're friendly. The scenes where they're, like, all hanging out together and just, like, partying with the humans.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they... Yeah,
but then they go... Then they turn evil at night?
Yeah, but then they don't as well. Like, they only go after certain people. It's not a good fucking film. But I then went to see... not last night, the night before. I went to see Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it's worth a go. It's good fun.
It's good I'm fun. I'm curious about it. I like... Yeah.
David Dalmatian.
I was going to say Dalmatian. I'm like, maybe that's not kind. I can't remember his last name, Dalmatians. But it's like that.
I think it's Das Malchian.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds right.
Yeah. Das Malchian.
He's in Dune, right?
Yeah.
He was the
He's like a favorite of Denis Villeneuve because he's in Prisoners and he's in Blade Runner 2049.
He's a great fucked up looking dude.
He's a good weirdo. He plays a good weirdo.
Oh yeah,
you know he.
He's great in Oppenheimer too.
Oh yeah, he wasn't it.
Yeah, he's like the.
Yeah, kind of, Nolan likes him too. Like a jerk. He was in The Dark Knight as well.
Mm. Yeah, that was his first film. He's in The Dark Knight.
He's the one that capture him, and they're like, "Oh, he's crazy."
He's the kind of man that the Joker attracts. Do you want to know how I got these scars? Can anyone do the Joker? I can't really do the Joker.
No. I'm just licking my lips a lot over here. That's my impression.
Hey, Batman.
Do your balls drop off?
You want to see a magic trick?
Why don't I show you a magic trick? I'm going to make this pencil disappear into my ass.
Joker, come on.
How about a magic trick? I'm going to shove this pencil in my ass.
He does it every 15 minutes.
Yes. Oh, I forgot. There's a second pencil already in there.
You want ballpoint? You want lead? You want unleaded?
I've got loads of pen. Batman, there's nothing you can do to stop me. I've got loads of pencils already in my ass.
Why do you got so many pencils in your ass?
Get all of Gotham City's pencils in my ass, Batman.
You see what happens? You put one pencil in your ass, and these people, they go insane.
It's a dog chasing the pencil, and it once it's up its ass, it doesn't know what to do.
Do I look like a guy with a plan? I'm like a man sticking pencils in his ass.
Show got very scatological in this last one.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess.
Whatever. Who cares?
Do you want to answer Lee's question about whether or not you play multiplayer shooters? Such as Call of Duty.
I feel bad because I feel like
Helldivers 2.
I want to play Helldivers, but the GPU in my PC has stopped working, and I don't have a PS5. So,
Helldivers actually is cool.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
I've only played a little bit of it, but I like it.
Do you think we can get the Bullet Points listeners to kind of do like a one-time fundraiser to get me a new GPU?
Do you really want to exhaust their goodwill on so you could play Helldivers?
No. We're,
3 months after it's already stopped being relevant. The people are still playing a lot of that game.
Yeah,
it's a good time. The shooting feels good. What was I going to say? I played one time and it was really fun. I just hopped on for a random game and there was this this Scottish guy with the time difference, and he was just like, "I am so fucking drunk. I am so stoned. I am so drunk." And then, but he was like playing well enough so it wasn't annoying.
Huh.
Yeah, and he was like, he was just talking on, and I didn't have a mic on, so he was talking to this American guy, and he's like, "I could tell you were American by the way you talk." And it's like, yeah, because he sounds like an American. I always like the idea of playing multiplayer shooters, but then I don't because I keep playing new things instead.
Yeah, I find it hard to just attach to a single game. I've not done that really since like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 from, or maybe Battlefield 3, I think was like the last one that I really got to.
Yeah, Battlefield 3 was definitely, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1, I think I played the most of multiplayer. I thought that one was pretty good too. But my one of my brothers, the only game he plays pretty much is, you know, new Naughty Dog, new Rockstar, and Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. And so I'll play COD with him on and off over the year, and then the next one comes out and we both get it and do that. But that's like also just it's like a thing to do with your hands while you're talking to someone, which is nice, you know?
Better than other things that you do with your hands while you're talking to someone. Guys, what's the deal with jerking off on conference calls?
What's the deal with masturbation?
You can do it when you're not on a conference call, but when you're on a conference call, all of a sudden you can't do it?
All of a sudden you're getting fired?
Ed, weren't you playing PUBG a bunch at one point?
Yeah, me and a friend played PUBG a lot, especially during COVID, but then also quite a lot after. And yeah, like every time we feel like we've found a replacement game, we either can't get it to run or we don't like it. So we just return to PUBG. But the amount of time that I've spent in PUBG versus how good I am at it is like grossly disproportionate. Because I'm not one of those people who's like, yeah, I really suck at games. No, like I've been playing games since I was like fucking 4 years old. But PUBG, I can't do. I cannot get any better at all.
It seems like a hard game to be... Yeah, is there a pathway to getting better at that game?
I mean, I don't know. I've played literally hundreds of hours of it, and...
Well, should be good by now, then. What are you doing?
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dog shit at PUBG.
And are there people who are good at it?
Yeah, there are. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are people who are really good at it.
I don't think I've played it since, like, when it came out, but I was not good at it. But then I played once with, you know, who's really good at it, or was a friend of the site, contributor, Chris Bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I played with him once, and he got me a victory, and I think I never played again after that.
Yeah,
after that first victory.
And that victory was totally him just being like, okay, now crouch behind this. Okay, stay there. Just don't move. Like, be ready to shoot only if I shoot, you know, that kind of thing of like, okay, thanks for the win. It was
I think
when I shoot when I shoot you shoot just like that, when I shoot you shoot.
Oh, that's what you're going for.
I was thinking of Chris, the scene from
Bring It Back.
RRR reload fire.
What though if the three of us got extremely good at it? Would have to be a game that not many people play, so we could train. We could train on it.
That doesn't seem like a bad idea. Like, really, really good at this game. Want to come play us? No one owns the game.
Maybe that's what we should. But yeah, but maybe we should just give it. Maybe we should become like pro Counter-Strike players.
Called
the Bullet Points team.
I could be like. You know my esports name? I think Secrets with a Z. Would be cool.
With a Z?
Yeah. Secrets. Secrets.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. What would yours be?
Like, I don't know. Bechdel.
Beck.
Get that one ready.
Bechdel, but with like a 3 instead of the E.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he always passes the test.
I was going to say, don't test him.
Don't test me. I would
That's
fail.
Even better. Don't test me. I would fail. I've never talked to a woman, let alone two women at the same time who are talking to each other.
Yusuf, you got a good one?
They call him Bechdel because he's never spoken to a woman. That's how committed he is.
That's like when you introduce a team, like in like action movie. Who's that guy over there? That's Bechdel. He can't speak to you if you're a woman. But he's amazing at Counter-Strike. That's why he's amazing at Counter-Strike. You want Bechdel on your team.
Yeah, he's no distractions.
No distractions.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. I was really good at Uncharted 2 multiplayer.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that had one.
It did. 2 and 3 had... I think 4 did as well, actually, but...
I remember 4 having one, I think. Yeah, I don't remember 2.
The game had changed too much by that point. At that point, there were other games coming out.
You get
when I had Uncharted 2, that's all I played.
You get good well, by at the time La- you Last of Us multiplayer for the PS3. Because it's not available for the PS5.
That's dog shit. That actually was pretty neat, that mode.
Mm.
Which is also hilarious, because it's like... I guess it's kind of like what they did with The Last of Us Part 2. There's like, what if we just made you feel bad and repeated the same point over and over again and then strip as much context from it as we can? That was kind of the thing.
But also made it more tactical and more cool.
More tactical. Best gun arm from Dan Solberg wants to know. I think best maybe what? Inspired by... gun arm. An arm that is a gun.
Oh shit. Oh god.
I mean that's Barrett not, that's is the
yeah that's yeah. the one that you immediately go for, right? I mean it's not a deep have to go Barrett.
But I think there are better.
You know what? Gray Fox has that fucking laser on his arm
in
the Metal Gear Rex form. That's some good shit.
Yeah.
A cornered fox is more dangerous than a jackal.
I was gonna. That's a good moment. Yeah, I would go with the Berserk gun arm because it's so OP. It's just like
And he's always doing it like with his teeth, right?
He's pulling that flint. It's pretty sweet.
Berserk is the only comic book you need to read, Ed.
That's true.
Okay.
But it's gonna take a long time. it's gonna take you a long time,
and you're not gonna want to read it in public.
So it's not a graphic novel, for example.
I mean, I guess
Jesus Christ,
it's graphic.
There's 12 volumes. No, 15, 18 volumes, 21 volumes. Oh, no, 33 volumes. Fuck me.
Like a Vince McMahon like meme.
Yeah, I just went on Amazon and typed in Berserk, and I'm up to volume.
Yeah, there are quite a few.
41.
There's technically 14 of the big old books.
Yeah, here you go.
The omnibuses. But each one costs like $35.
They should just collect them all into one.
It would be too thick. Okay, look at that tweet I put in there. That's what you should know about Berserk. It's technically part of your brand.
Oh shit. Hell yeah. Oh, you've done the whole thing.
Gareth and I talked about it for about 40 hours of podcasts.
That's a lot of podcasting. Man. I'm looking forward to listening eventually.
You should, because it took a long time to record it. That is the best gun arm, I think.
It's got to be another gun arm. There's got to be like more gun arms, though. Like,
I know. I searched gun arm and...
Characters with gun arms. Nah, it's not... I suppose Samus has got one. And so is Megaman. Megaman.
Yeah, but they're not characters. Yeah. They're just...
And also, it's not, like, grafted onto their skin.
The Metroid one. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, you're right.
Does, I'm trying to think of one that would be good. Like, I like the, sort of, like, the Tetsuo, the Iron Man kind of... That's the kind of gun arm I want. Like, where it looks like it's agonizing to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Arm cannon.
Yeah, it's got to be tortured.
There's an article from The Gamer, which is called 9 Game Characters with Weapons in Their Limbs. Okay. Yeah, I knew there was one from like one of the Suda games, and it is. It's this guy from Killer is Dead.
But Killer is Dead. I was going to say he probably wins, but...
sucks. It's Grey Fox for me. It's Grey Fox and his laser gun.
Yeah. It does get that cockpit open. Mm-hmm.
Gets the cockpit open. Fire this nigga.
I can't do it. And you just keep pressing it because you keep losing. And you get to watch that over and over again.
Yeah. So for fuck's sake, just do it.
There's a character in Deus Ex Human Revolution named Lawrence Barrett.
Oh, come on. Come on.
He's called what?
Lawrence Barrett.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah,
they shouldn't let him write.
There's a character from StarCraft named Horace Warfield.
Horace Warfield?
Warfield. Yeah, I found a giant bomb page titled Arm Cannon. Games where characters have a cannon for an arm.
Yep.
All right.
I think that's our podcast.
I think that's the show, yeah.
Yeah,
I think we did it. I think we, you know, I can see why those people who just, like, say whatever comes into their mind for as long as possible on video call themselves content creators now. I understand the creation of content.
Yeah, I've seen with their eyes.
We're creating content. I prefer to call it making material.
Do you ever go to the bathroom and just say, I gotta go
make some material?
Like, comment, and subscribe.
look what I just found there. Forget buying a GPU or like continuing to keep the site going. I'm gonna get me one of these. Look at that motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
That's a replica Grey Fox helmet that you can actually wear in cosplay, and it's only £100. It says there's one left and one customer has one in their basket.
Oh shit.
Someone's fucking buying that right now.
It's Canadian 137. Can we all buy them?
Let's all get them and just wear them 24 hours a day, like even when you're just like in the bath.
Oh, there's a picture of it looks like the guy making them and you can see his hairy legs sticking out. I think he has a pack of cigarettes next to him as well.
I'm just gonna walk around my flat wearing no clothes but with the Grey Fox helmet. Just like eating sausages off a fork.
Squeezing it through the eye holes.
It's like mashing my food through the fucking eye holes. And being like, after Zanzibar, I was taken from the battle.
Flesh and sinew.
Pork flesh juice sinew. Just running out the bottom of it.
Yeah, just sitting on the toilet having a shit with my fucking Grey Fox. Naked shitting on the toilet with my Grey Fox helmet on. And being like, yeah,
alive nor dead.
Nor truly dead.
That's how I found him, officer. I was coming to collect rent.
I'm just like dead on the floor with the fucking the Grey Fox mask on.
It's like the hallway scene. Just that whining shutter sound, and it's just shit on the wall.
And then you get around the corner in the hallway. And I'm like, I've been trying to do like a backflip, and I just landed on the side of the table and broke my neck. still wearing the Grey Fox helmet, and with one of those like Star Wars lightsabers, but the battery's been out. It's just like clear plastic.
Holy shit! I could just see it in my mind. And it's
beautiful.
All right, that's good stuff. All right, you can order this from France and it'll ship to Canada between the 12th and 25th of April. There are pictures.
Yeah, there's lots of pictures. Hang on, let me just look at Grey Fox cosplay. Some of it's actually quite good. Shit. I can't even take the piss out of that, because that is actually... But a lot of these guys are wearing these helmets that we've been looking at, so clearly this guy has got a good business going.
Yeah,
if you
want
to cosplay Grey Fox... Yeah.
I can't. There's a guy wearing a Winter Soldier cosplay, and he looks extremely pleased with himself. Good for him. Mm-hmm. You know,
well done.
Live your life.
Live your life, man. Yeah, like, he's having fun. He wins, man.
Yeah. All right, so roughly $300 we're going to need.
Mm-hmm. For three masks. Oh,
there's an even nicer one.
Yeah, there's one that's got, like, a proper light on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fiberglass.
Yeah.
What do you think the dog would think if I just came out of a locked room wearing a gray fox mask?
Just, yeah, dressed exactly the same as usual, just doing your usual stuff. But
yeah, you're not a dog. You're a wolf.
You're a proud All right. wolf.
You're a proud wolf, I say to the dog. She shivers and whines at the sight of demented owner. All right, let's call this an episode.
Yeah, that's an episode. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's an hour and a half. That's a feature-length episode.
Yeah, enjoy.
That's a premium episode.
Enjoy it.
All right.
Take care.
All right, we'll be back soon and read the site for things that aren't done without thought. No more.